The first game of the World Cup on American soil is tonight between the U.S. and Paraguay. Case Kieschnick reports.
Paul Boron with the Louisiana Soccer Association says the sport is as popular as it's ever been in the United States.
Soccer just wants to carve out its spot in American culture.
Many say this year's U.S. team may be the best ever assembled and to run as far as the quarterfinals could be possible.
They can score with anybody. It's a matter of whether they can defend.
104 matches will be played over the next 5 weeks, but Boron says it may be a struggle to see one in person due to soaring ticket prices.
FIFA has certainly showed its greedy side.
The nearest host locations are Houston, Dallas, and Atlanta. I'm Case Kieschnick.
An already below average hurricane season is now forecast to be even slower, down from 13 named storms with 6 hurricanes to just 11 storms and 5 hurricanes. Colorado State University researcher Nick Mesa says it's because of El Nino conditions.
It can really increase our vertical wind shear across the tropical Atlantic and Caribbean that really serves to depress hurricane activity around August and September.
Early voting for the U.S. Senate runoff election has begun. ULM political science professor Pearson Cross, though, says there's not a lot of interest. And he says that's primarily because the outcome of the GOP runoff doesn't appear to be in doubt.
Letlow was within 5 points of outright victory. So unless Fleming really gets a wave going, it is possible to assume that Letlow will then infect.
From Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.